It's been a year-long party in Northeast Florida as St. Augustine celebrates its 450th anniversary. Nick Evans reports the city bills itself as America's oldest. But is it?
There's no question St. Augustine is old. Wandering down the narrow, twisting streets in Old Town, you get a sense of the city's age. Sure, it's got its share of cheesy tourist traps, but the history stares back at you almost everywhere. And there's no question that history runs deep. Perhaps the city's most recognizable site, the Coquina Citadel, Castillo de San Marcos, a hulking barnacle of a fort looking out over Matanzas Bay, was built between 1672 and 1695. The city's founding was more than a century before that.
We have so much history, so much rigorous scholarship. Yes, we probably haven't told the story as well as we could have, but we spent the last 3 to 4 years making sure that we tell that and tell it well, and we will continue to do that.
This person knows a bit more about that history than most.
My name is Nancy Shaver. I live in St. Augustine, and I have the delightful honor of being the mayor.
She's overseen the city's 450th anniversary and a year's worth of events to mark the occasion. The 450th is a big deal in part because it's a nice round number, but it's also a chance to reiterate the city's claim to being the country's oldest.
Our chief goal was to have our city recognized as the oldest city in America, the oldest continuously occupied European settlement.
But not everyone agrees with them. Welcome to Childersburg, Alabama. Nestled in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, just south of Birmingham.
Just an all-around good place, it really is. A community-based place, you know.
Very community-oriented, very close bases, and very nice people in the area.
That's Melissa Davis, followed by Candace Atkinson, speaking at the downtown holiday parade. Atkinson has no doubt about which city is oldest.
I say it's Childersburg, Alabama. But I hear we are in competition with St. Augustine.
And she explains why.
Because of DeSoto staying here, and then he left his men behind, that qualified Childersburg as the oldest.
Billy Atkinson says that DeSoto visit is the key. He's the Talladega County probate judge, and he's part of the local historical society. But that doesn't quite do him justice. Atkinson is more like an encyclopedia with a southern drawl.
The United States DeSoto Commission gave us what we call a certified birth certificate. We call ourselves the continuous occupancy, and we don't have any problem with our younger sibling, St. Augustine, about 25 years younger than we are, but we're excited.
He admits the question of whether Childersburg is the site of Coosa, the Native American city Hernando de Soto visited in 1540, is an academic one. For instance, some scholars believe Coosa was at the site of present-day Rome, Georgia. But Atkinson has no doubt Childersburg is it, and he says there's a mountain of circumstantial evidence that agrees with him. First, there's the actual mountains. After De Soto left, fellow conquistador Tristan de Luna came to Coosa. Actually, researchers have just uncovered artifacts from his 1559 settlement in Pensacola, Florida, potentially complicating St. Augustine's 1565 claim further. When de Luna made his way north to Coosa, this is how he described the view.
He said, "We're looking at a mountain range that begins in the east and runs to the west. We don't know where it begins or where it ends. The valley is full of savannas."
Next, De Luna says the site is bound by two rivers.
"So this is a site of old Coosa because you got your Tassahatchie Creek there, and you got down the Talladega Creek down here. Now we're going to switch around and go to the bottom of the hill."
Atkinson also points to an account from a man named George Stiggins. His mother was from the Natchez tribe, and his father was a European. As a boy in the early 1800s, older members of the tribe took Stiggins to the remains of a fortification where De Soto stayed.
"And when they told that legend story and showed him an actual fortification site where De Soto camped, and told him, and he says in his writings, that there was a large cavern just a few, not far away.
See, this is one of my favorite rooms right here where we're fixing to go. This is the column room. It's also the best lighting. It's good for pictures."
That's Sierra McNeil, and this is the De Soto Caverns. The main room is a cathedral of stalactites and stalagmites, stretching 12 stories high. But even if all this does point to Childersburg, Shaver still doesn't think it qualifies as the country's oldest.
"It's pretty clear to me that, assuming there's archaeological evidence, that De Soto camped there for a month among the Indians, which is what every explorer who came to this country did. That doesn't make a city."
So, in the end, it comes down to how you judge the argument. Atkinson says DeSoto's expedition to Coosa left European settlers, and there's been a city on that site that has grown, shrunk, and shifted with the times all the way up to the present day. St. Augustine began 25 years later, but Shaver stresses it began as a colony. And that question, primacy or purpose, is something historians and hometown partisans will likely be fighting over forever. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.